Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to tackle a question that's been debated for centuries. What is justice? To help us explore this, we're turning to Plato's Republic and the intriguing myth of the Ring of Gyges.
It's a story that really digs into the core of human motivation. Do we act justly because it's the right thing to do?
Yeah.
Or simply because we fear the consequences of being unjust?
So to set the stage, we're in Plato's Republic, right in the middle of a discussion about arguments against justice.
Right.
And that's where Glaucon, one of the characters,
yes.
introduces this thought experiment with the Ring of Gyges.
Exactly. He asks us to imagine a world where actions have no consequences.
Okay.
And to illustrate this, he tells the story of Gyges, a shepherd who stumbles upon a ring with a rather unique power, invisibility.
This is where things get interesting. Gyges discovers he can act with complete impunity. He can do whatever he wants without fear of being caught.
And what does he do with this power? He commits adultery, murders the king, and takes over the throne. Glaucon uses this story to argue that anyone, given the chance to act without consequence, would behave in a similarly unjust way.
It's a pretty bleak view of human nature, right? Glaucon is suggesting that deep down, we're all just waiting for the opportunity to throw morality out the window.
Well, he's certainly challenging us to examine our motives. If we only act justly because we fear punishment,
right,
then what does that say about our true character? Is justice just a convenient facade?
He even takes it a step further by comparing a perfectly unjust man,
right,
who manages to maintain a flawless reputation with a truly just man who is wrongly perceived as unjust.
That's right. And Glaucon argues that the unjust man, despite his wicked deeds, would actually live a happier life simply because of his good reputation. He believes this thought experiment demonstrates that justice is not something we desire for its own sake.
So it's not about being a good person. It's about appearing to be a good person to avoid negative consequences.
Yeah.
We act justly out of self-preservation, not because we believe it's the right thing to do.
That's the essence of Glaucon's argument.
Yeah.
And it forces us to ask ourselves some uncomfortable questions.
Right.
What is justice, really? And if we could get away with anything, would we still choose to be just?
This is where Plato's definition of justice becomes crucial. It's not just about following rules or laws. For Plato, justice represents a kind of inner harmony,
mm-hmm.
a balance within the soul where reason governs our desires.
Exactly. He's asking us to consider whether true justice lies in outward actions or the inner state of our being.
So it's less about what we do and more about who we are. That raises the stakes significantly.
It certainly does. And it takes us right to the heart of the dilemma posed by the Ring of Gyges.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the power to act with complete impunity,
right,
would you still choose to cultivate that inner harmony, that true justice, even if no one was watching?
It's a question that really gets to the core of personal integrity. Would you be tempted by the ring's power? Or would you, like Socrates suggests, find true happiness in pursuing justice for its own sake?
And that's where we'll pick things up in the next part of our deep dive. We'll explore Socrates' response to Glaucon's challenge and see how he attempts to defend the inherent value of justice.
So we've established that Glaucon is making a pretty compelling case. He's suggesting that the desire to avoid punishment might be the real driving force behind our moral choices.
And that raises a fundamental question about human nature. Are we inherently good? Or does society, with its rules and punishments, mold us into somewhat decent citizens?
It's like that old saying, do the right thing even when no one is watching. Glaucon is basically arguing that most people, given the chance, would choose to do the wrong thing when no one is watching.
He's presenting a very cynical viewpoint, but one that's hard to ignore. After all, history is full of examples of individuals who abused power when they thought they could get away with it.
Right. The Ring of Gyges becomes a metaphor for any situation where we think we can escape the consequences of our actions. It could be anything from cheating on a test to embezzling funds to, well, seizing a throne.
And that's what makes this thought experiment so relevant, even thousands of years later. It forces us to confront those moments where we might be tempted to stray from the path of justice, even in seemingly small ways.
It makes you wonder, are we all just one magical ring away from becoming tyrants? That's a sobering thought.
It is. But I think it's important to note that Glaucon isn't necessarily saying we're all bad people. His point is more nuanced than that.
So it's not about labeling people as good or bad, but rather acknowledging that self-interest is a powerful motivator. And that even people with good intentions might be susceptible to temptation when the stakes are high enough.
Exactly. he's highlighting a fundamental tension that exists within human nature. We have this capacity for both good and bad, and the choices we make are influenced by a complex interplay of factors, including our desires, fears, and beliefs about the world.
This all seems pretty pessimistic. Is there any hope for humanity then? Surely Plato wouldn't leave us with such a bleak outlook.
Don't worry, there's more to the story. Glaucon's challenge is really just the starting point for a much deeper exploration of justice. And that's where Socrates steps in to offer a counter-argument.
So Socrates is going to try to rescue our faith in humanity.
In a way, yes. Socrates believes that justice is more than just a social contract, a way to avoid punishment. He argues that true justice is intrinsically good and that it leads to genuine happiness.
That sounds promising. But how does he counter Glaucon's claim that even the most just person would be tempted by the ring?
Instead of focusing on the individual level, Socrates takes a broader perspective. He shifts the conversation to the idea of a just society. He believes that by understanding justice on a societal level, we can gain insights into justice within the individual.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How does he connect the two?
Socrates proposes that the state is like a magnified version of the individual soul. He argues that the same principles of justice apply to both. Just as a just society requires harmony and balance between its different parts, so too does a just individual require harmony and balance within their own soul.
So to understand justice within ourselves, we need to first understand what a just society looks like. That's an interesting approach. Tell me more about this just society that Socrates envisions.
Okay, so we're looking at justice on a societal level to understand justice within ourselves. Mm-hmm. What does this just society that Socrates is talking about actually look like?
It's a society where everyone fulfills their proper role. Socrates uses the analogy of a city.
Okay.
You need builders to build farmers, to farm warriors to defend, and rulers to govern. And when each part of the city performs its function well, the city flourishes as a whole.
So it's all about finding that perfect balance and harmony between the different parts of society, everyone working together for the common good.
Exactly. And he applies the same logic to the individual soul.
Okay.
Just like a city has different parts.
Yeah.
Socrates believes soul has three parts: reason, spirit, and desire.
I'm seeing the connection here. So reason is like the rulers of the city guiding and directing.
Yes. Reason is the part of us that thinks logically, makes decisions.
Yeah. And seeks truth.
Okay.
It's the part that should be in control.
And what about spirit and desire? Where do they fit into this model of the soul?
Spirit is like the warriors, our sense of courage, ambition.
Okay.
And the part that defends our values. Desire, on the other hand, is like the everyday citizens, our appetites, our urges, our wants.
Okay. I can see how those desires could get out of control if left unchecked. So how does this all relate back to the idea of justice?
For Socrates, justice in the individual is achieved when these three parts of the soul are in harmony, with reason at the helm, guiding both spirit and desire.
Okay.
When reason is in control, our desires don't rule us and our spirit is directed towards noble ends.
So a just person isn't just someone who follows the rules, but someone whose inner world is ordered and balanced.
Right.
Their actions flow from a place of inner harmony rather than fear of external consequences.
That's right. And this inner harmony, this inner justice, is what Socrates believes leads to true happiness.
Okay, so let's bring this back to the ring of gauges. If Socrates is right, then someone with a truly just soul wouldn't even be tempted by the ring's power because they would understand that true happiness comes from within.
Precisely. They wouldn't need external validation or the ability to get away with injustice because their sense of self-worth wouldn't be dependent on those things. They would find fulfillment in living a virtuous life and aligning their actions with their values.
It's a powerful message. It's not about what you can get away with, but about the kind of person you choose to be, even when no one is watching.
And that brings us back to the fundamental question we started with. What is justice? Is it merely a set of rules imposed from the outside, or is it something more profound, something we cultivate within ourselves?
I think Socrates, through this discussion of the ring of gauges, is urging us to look inward, to examine our own motivations, and strive for that inner harmony, that true justice, which leads to a fulfilling and meaningful life.
And perhaps that's the most important takeaway from this deep dive. The ring of gauges is not just a mythical object. It's a symbol of the choices we face every day. We all have moments where we're tempted to take the easy way out, to prioritize our own desires over what we know is right.
So the next time you're faced with a dilemma, big or small, ask yourself, what would a person with a truly just soul do in this situation?
That's the challenge Socrates leaves us with. to resist the allure of the ring, to cultivate that inner harmony, and to strive for justice in all aspects of our lives.
It's a journey worth taking. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the nature of justice. Until next time.